Brother Alexei of the Ice Mendicants, how may I serve God through you? The face which had appeared on the screen was gaunt and lantern-jawed, the man's eyes gleaming with calm benevolence, like an owl. One of the eyes I noticed was surrounded by a deep purple bruise. Well, well, I said, Brother Alexei, how nice. What happened? Fell on your trowel. I'm not sure I follow you, friend. Well, I'll jog your memory for you. My name is Tanner Mirabel. I came through the hospice a few days ago, from the Orvieto. I'm not sure I recall you, brother. Funny, don't you remember how we exchanged vows in the cave? He gritted his teeth, all the while maintaining that benevolent half-smile. No, sorry. Drawing a blank there, but please continue. He was wearing an ice mendicant smock, hands clasped across his stomach. Behind him I was afforded a view of climbing step vineyards, which rose up and up until they curved overhead, bathed in the mirrored light of the habitat's sunscreens. Little chalets and rest places dotted the steps, blocks of cool white amidst the overwhelmingly florid green, like icebergs on a briny sea. I need to speak to Sister Amelia, I said. She was very kind to me during our stay, and she dealt with my personal affairs. I seem to remember you and she are acquainted. The look of placidity did not diminish. Sister Amelia is one of our kindest souls. It does not surprise me that you wish to show your gratitude, but I am afraid she is indisposed in the cryo-crypts. Perhaps I can, in my own way, at least be of service, even if my own ministerings cannot even begin to approximate the degree of devotion tendered you by the divine Sister Amelia. Have you hurt her, Alexei? God forgive you. Cut the pious act. I'll break your spine if you've hurt her. You realize that, don't you? I should have done it while I had the chance. He chewed on that for a few moments before responding, No, Tanner, I haven't hurt her. Does that satisfy you? Then get me Amelia. Why is it so urgent that you speak to her and not me? I know from the conversations we had that Sister Amelia dealt with a lot of newcomers coming through the hospice, and I'd like to know if she ever remembered dealing with a mystic... I started saying Quirrenbach, then bit my tongue. Sorry, didn't quite catch the name. Never mind, just put me through to Amelia. He hesitated, then asked me to repeat my own name again. Tanner, I said, gritting my teeth. It was like we had only just been introduced. Just a moment of your, patience, brother. The look was still in place, but his voice had an edge of strain to it now. He lifted one sleeve of his frock, exposing a bronze bracelet into which he spoke, very softly and possibly in a tongue specific only to the mendicants. I watched an image appear on the bracelet, but it was far too small for me to identify anything other than a pink blur, which might have been a human face, and which might also have been Sister Amelia. There was a pause of 5 or 6 seconds before Alexei lowered the sleeve of his smock. Well? I cannot reach her immediately, brother. She is tending to the slush, to the sick, and one would be sorely inadvised to interrupt her when she is so engaged, but I have been informed that she has been seeking you as much as you seek her. Seeking me. If you would care to leave a message where Amelia may reach you? I killed the connection to the hospice before Alexei had completed his sentence. I imagined him standing in the vineyard, staring glumly down at whichever deadened screen he had been addressing, his words trailing off. He had failed. He had failed to trace me, as must have been his intention. Ryvich's people, it appeared, had also reached and infiltrated the mendicants.